This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. Last week we began considering Jesus' words about judging others given in his Sermon on the Mount. We'll be continuing with this week, and here's Abel now to help us.
Thanks, Esther. Last week we began considering what Jesus said about judging others in his Sermon on the Mount. I'll read his words again from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 6. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Following on from last week, having given us the main principle, don't be judgmental, and the reason for this, you too will be judged, Jesus then applies this to us. He tells us that we must practice self-judgment. Jesus pictures a man with a tiny speck in his eye. The word used here refers to a little piece of dry wood or chaff. Someone comes along and offers to remove the speck, but this person has a huge plank in his eye. The word used refers to a heavy log or beam used in the construction of a house. Jesus is giving us an illustration that is ridiculous. It's hyperbole, an exaggeration for effect. Jesus is applying the point about not judging. What does he mean by this? Jesus is exposing our hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is when we say one thing and do another. It's also when we point out faults in the lives of others without seeing the glaring faults in our own life. We all do this. John Calvin said that we have magnificent vision when it comes to seeing the faults in others, but poor vision when looking at our own. We have an excessively sharp eye when it comes to seeing the sins of others, but cataracts in our eyes when seeing our own. A striking illustration of this is when the prophet Nathan came to King David with the story of a man who only had one little lamb. That lamb was taken and killed and eaten by a wealthy farmer who had plenty of sheep. Nathan used that to condemn David for taking Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, when David had plenty of wives of his own. David was ready to condemn another man without recognizing his own sin. In the same way, Jesus is condemning our hypocrisy and judging other people when we also sin. Jesus is not saying that we can never go to anyone and say something to them. Matthew chapter 18, he tells us that if we see our brothers sinning, we should go and see him. So it is right to approach people about their sins. There is a place for removing the specks from people's eyes. But this is not a job for the hypocrite. Who may do this then? The person who has first taken the log out of his own eye. Jesus is not condemning criticism itself, but rather criticism of others without self-criticism. Correction of others when you haven't corrected yourself. So you need to examine yourself. You need to practice self-judgment. Then you can go to others. When you do go to them, do so very carefully. Trying to take a speck out of someone's eye is a very delicate procedure. The eye is very sensitive. It closes the moment someone touches it. So you need to be calm and patient and sensitive and gentle. It's the same when dealing with someone's soul. That too is very sensitive and it is precious. You need to be gentle, patient, calm, compassionate and self-controlled. And you must have dealt with your own sins. Practice self-judgment. We are also to pray for good judgment. The final verse I read you earlier, verse 6, seems to be a bit out of place, but it is directly connected with what has gone before. Verse 6 again says, "Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." You see, you can take verses 1 to 5 too far, which is what our postmodern age has done, so that you eliminate all judgment of all people. Sure, we're not to be judgmental of others, but that doesn't mean we should ignore all their faults or that we should pretend that everyone is the same. We're not to be judgmental, but we're not to be simpletons either. So here Jesus gives us the other side of this and tells us that we need to exercise discernment. We need to be wise, careful and discriminating. We need to make the right and good judgments about people. The dogs Jesus refers to are not the quiet, obedient pets you might have in your home. No, he is referring to the wild dogs that roamed around in packs and were vicious and violent. They were scavengers around the town. So too with the pigs, which the Jews regarded as unclean and which were capable of doing great harm to people. The word sacred can also be translated as holy and refers to the gospel, the good news about the kingdom of the Lord Jesus. That parallels the word pearls, which also refers to something valuable and precious. So Jesus pictures a man facing a pack of wild dogs and a herd of vicious pigs. The man has a bag of pearls and he throws these out to the animals. They think he's feeding them and they try to eat them. But they find the pearls are inedible and they get angry and turn on the man in a rage and tear him to pieces. What does this mean? The dogs and pigs are people who give clear evidence of hardened contempt. Jesus warns us that we shouldn't throw our pearls to pigs because they'll despise them and you. That doesn't mean you should give up at the first sign of resistance or as soon as people show any sign of mockery or indifference. You need to persevere and continue to be a witness in your life and speech. But there may come a point with some people when it is clear that they will persist in arrogance and cynicism and pride. Then you must not give what is sacred to dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine. This takes a lot of wisdom, so you need to pray for insight and discernment. Jesus does not want us to be judgmental, but he does want us to exercise a good judgment. He doesn't want us to be nitpicking fault finders, nor does he want us to be naively tolerant of anyone and everything. Don't judge people wrongly or falsely. Remember that God will judge you. Examine yourself and your own life and exercise good judgment and discerning in living and speaking the good news about Jesus.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Today you've heard Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend John Haviland. Next week we'll continue considering the teachings given by Jesus during his Sermon on the Mount. Please join us Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. For now, though, goodbye from the Foundations team.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.